It's 9 o'clock. NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by DuPont Golden 7, the oil treatment that makes cars take off like a whisper. Here's Carl Stern. Listen again on the Hour when DuPont Golden 7 brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is WNBC FM, New York.
Don't move, just leave your dial monitor here to monitor. Lean back and stay a while. Now
here's Monitor. Hi, this is Woody Herman. On behalf of myself and the Swingin' Herd, happy birthday, Monitor, on your 12th anniversary.
Thanks, Woody. And once again, a welcome to the weekend world of Monitor, presented on this 12th birthday by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. I'm Brad Crandall, and when Monitor is 24 years old, your everyday life at home and on the road will be made dramatically more simple by electronic aids. An expert tells it all about it just 4 minutes from now.
The moonlight warms the silver sand. I see where sails across the cove. The water's crystal in your hand.
It's called Cinnamon and Clove, and they're called Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66. And peering into the other studio here at Radio Central, I can see Steve Lawrence, together with Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, working on that song that you'll be hearing in just a little bit for the first time. This Monitor Weekend, presented by DuPont Auto Products, about which a few words here by those Bring 'em Back Alive fans, Bob and Ray.
How would you like to win a pet from DuPont Auto Products?
A unique pet, like a Mustang, Wildcat, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
If you don't want the pet, you can have a new car of the same name.
It's easy. Nothing to buy. Just fill in one of the free entry blanks available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products, and you can be a winner.
Just think, a real live Mustang.
That's a wild or semi-wild North American horse.
A Wildcat.
Fierce, undomesticated North American cat, like your lynx or bobcat.
Barracuda.
A cranky, edible, pike-like tropical fish.
Marlin.
A large deep-sea fish related to the sailfish.
Impala.
I couldn't find an impala, cried Bob and Ray.
Forget it. An impala is a reddish African antelope. Males have large, black, lyrate horns.
Or the ever-popular jaguar.
Large, wild, central,
the
south...
The jaguar is here live.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. You know, it's a shame Bob and Ray were in such a hurry to leave. because our next Monitor guest will give us a fascinating glimpse of the future, where Monitor feels most comfortable, in the car and in the home. Dr. John Cox is Development Manager for the Electronics Products Division of the DuPont Company, and you'll realize how different your everyday life will be 12 years from today as he talks with Frank Blair.
First of all, Dr. Cox, what sort of specific jobs will electronics do in cars over the next 12 years?
Well, the first area of encroachment of electronics will be the replacement of the conventional dashboard instruments from mechanical to electronic, starting with perhaps the speedometer, then the tachometer, which measures engine revolutions, the gas gauge, the oil gauge, the ignition system.
These will all be conveyed to our eyesight through electronics.
That's correct.
Rather than mechanical devices.
That's correct. The old speedometer cable that used to rattle in the wintertime will be gone.
I'd always remember to put some graphite in there in the wintertime.
That's right.
As I recall.
But actually, as the safety consideration becomes a larger and larger part of the automotive equipment, the dashboard must be padded and protected and shrunken, moved away from the driver, such that there's less and less space. And only through electronization of these instruments will there be adequate space to present them. These are the conventional devices. Of course, such things as headlight, automatic headlight dimming equipment and so forth are standard on some models. But the devices that will really make driving safer are ones which do not now exist on cars. And these are various electronic speed controls and driver warning devices, which are, such things as radar or an equivalent of radar, which determine the distance between cars, perhaps...
This then would add another instrument to that panel we were talking about, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes, there will be an instrument cluster, I would guess, in 10 to 12 years, which will have what we call a multiplexing device, which scans the various sensing instruments in the radiator and the oil pan, the tire pressure, et cetera, and displays these on a, perhaps even a cathode ray tube on the dashboard.
All right, let's leave the automobile and go into the home. What do you foresee in the next 12 years taking place in the home as far as electronics and electronic devices are concerned?
Well, I suppose we've all heard about such things as the picture frame television set that hangs on the wall.
Yes.
I think 10 or 12 years might see that. And,
I mean, it'll be no larger, no thicker than a picture frame.
No thicker than perhaps a deep picture frame.
Mm-hmm.
The TV set will consist mainly of a small crystal of silicon on which a number of dots and lines of metal are painted and heated and diffused into that silicon. So that when Johnny tears off the back of the TV set, he's likely to find a very small black cube into which go two wires and out of which come two wires, and that's all. And as far as a child is concerned, that's pretty disappointing.
I would think so, yes. Thank you very much, sir. Dr. John J. Cox, Development Manager for the Electronic Products Division of the DuPont Company. We thank you for talking with us on this Monitor's 12th anniversary. This is Frank Blair reporting for Monitor.
This is Chief Sonar Technician Frank Thompson of South Woodbury, Vermont. I'm the chief of the boat on board the world's first nuclear-powered submarine, USS Nautilus, wishing Monitor a happy 12th birthday.
Monitor sending best wishes right back to the officers and crew of the USS Nautilus with thanks for the birthday greeting. A new song by Nancy Sinatra and a few memorable moments with Eddie Cantor coming up shortly. You just stay on the Monitor birthday beat. Brad Crandall and Birthday Monitor back with you at 18 minutes after the hour. A perfect time for Nancy Sinatra's new tune, You Only Live Twice. This weekend, Monitor is brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, whose spokesmen are those famous Monitor alumni, Bob and Ray.
This is highly regarded Wally Ballou at the famous discount store House of Lowe. I'm in the automotive department where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. Many people here are busily filling in the free entry blanks for the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Now, I don't have to buy anything. Just fill in the blank, and I can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, or new car of the same name.
That's right, Matt. Which would you choose?
Well, I have no place to keep a Marlin or Barracuda. You never really get to know a Jaguar.
Well, you take the car.
No, I can't drive. I think I'd settle for the Impala. I hear they're very affectionate and easily housebroken.
I see.
Attention, House of Lowe shoppers. A special treat in the automotive department. A highly regarded reporter, Wally Ballou, is at the DuPont Golden 7 display. Go say hello and enter the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
You're Wally Ballou.
Oh, that's right, Bob.
I can see why TV hasn't beckoned. I have to run along.
Well, everybody seems to have left the area, so this is Wally Ballou returning it.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law.
The stars go round to the sky, bright song. Time, time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The summer was golden, their love young and new. It's bold arms, the rendezvous. But now leaves have fallen and tears fill her eyes. His warm lips a memory as she sighs. Time rolls the hill. The stars go round to the sky's bright song. Time, time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The snow's come and gone now, and still they're apart. How empty her yearning heart. But spring brings its promise, and old memories burn. While she dreams with summer he'll return. Time, time rolls the hills along. Make the stars go round to the sky's bright song. Time, time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. Maybe time will bring you back.
Of Ed Ames on Birthday Monitor. Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad. On this 12th birthday of Monitor, our NBC correspondents around the world report on significant changes the past dozen years have brought in their respective areas. In Italy, Irving Arlevine, NBC News, Rome.
When Monitor was first heard 12 years ago, the Pope reigning in Rome was Pius XII. Since then, there have been two other popes, John 23rd and now Paul VI. These 12 years have seen dramatic developments in the role of the pope, from the relative seclusion of Pius to the opening of the windows of the church, as it were, by Pope John to new ideas and to friendly relations with all faiths. Under Pope Paul, the papacy has taken still another step out of seclusion by the far-ranging trips abroad initiated by Paul. He has traveled to Israel and Jordan, to the United Nations, to India, and to Portugal. The Pope's travels have generated interest and approval almost everywhere, not least of all here in Italy, where the people feel a certain proprietary attitude anyway toward the Pope. This was reflected in the big crowd of Italians that greeted Pope Paul in St. Peter's Square on his return from Fatima in Portugal. His voice reflecting his weariness, Pope Paul spoke to them from his Vatican Palace window and offered his blessing.
Cristiana e pacifica. Che il Signore tutti vi benedica in nomine Patri et Filii e Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Grazie, grazie, grazie.
12 years ago, it was the voice of another pope who spoke from the same window. For the bells that toll the hours from St. Peter's Basilica nearby have rung for 4 centuries. A 12th anniversary is a mere tick of the clock as the Vatican counts time. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
Ring Around the World, a close-up of people and events of the past 12 years, both here and abroad, in observance of Monitor's 12th anniversary.
This is Myrna Loy, wishing Monitor a very happy birthday.
Thank you, Miss Loy. Gee, I always loved her in those Thin Man movies, remember? Monitor, 12 years old this weekend, is presented by DuPont Auto Products. Say, has your car got what it takes? Pep and power when you take off and a smooth purr when you roll off the miles? Well, if not, you need DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment boosts compression and horsepower, quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, improves engine performance 7 ways. When you add or change oil, add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment. Make sure your engine's got what it takes. Golden 7 makes your car take off like a whisper. Carmichael's Orchestra and Man with a Load of Mischief. Monitor, for the past 12 years, good variety weekend listening across the nation is being presented by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products. In Marietta, Ohio, people hear us on station WMOA. Stay tuned, because in the next half hour, you're going to be hearing that special birthday song. Con and Van Heusen, Steve Lawrence, a cast of thousands. Everybody's here, and this is Brad Crandall. Birthday Monitor continues shortly.
Monitor's birthday celebration continues throughout the evening on the NBC Radio Network.
Here's a treat that's hard to beat. 2 Wetson's government-inspected all-beef burgers topped with velvety smooth cheese on a toasted bun. Mmm, love that Wetson's cheeseburger. In Staten Island, the Wetson's is located at 1767 Forest Avenue. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Monitor baby, happy birthday to you.
Monitor baby? Not bad, old-timer. It's absolutely amazing, for a senior citizen, I mean. After all, you know, Bing was on Monitor's first broadcast. This is Steve Lawrence, and in just a few moments, I'll be privileged to bring you the world premiere performance of Monitor's 12th birthday song,
one that's been specially written this weekend by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, who have been working real hard on the tune throughout this gala weekend-long birthday party. How's the song coming, Sam?
Well, it's coming marvelously well. As a matter of fact, it's finished. Van Heusen's at the piano, and he's got four musicians. Can I hear an A? Want to hear an A, fellas? That's Van Heusen's left hand.
You mean that took just that note took you all weekend to write,
no,
Sam?
No, we got more than one note. There's a lot of great notes in this song, and we've got some words, and if you will throat ready.
All right, and I'll get my throat ready if you change the last line.
Change the last line?
I liked it better the original way.
Which way?
La, la, la.
Thanks a lot.
All right, meanwhile, here's your regular Sunday evening monitor host, Brad Crandall.
Thank you, Steve. I'll pat my foot while you guys get ready. Our entire 12th birthday weekend is brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products.
This is Wally Ballou, award-winning reporter of the Bob and Ray staff at Shirley's Game Farm, where the prizes in DuPont Auto Products Winnipeg Sweepstakes have all been assembled and are being cared for until the winners are chosen. With me is the owner.
Welcome to Shirley's Game Farm, Wally.
Thank you, Shirley. Mr. Shirley, right. I heard the last of the pet prizes was shipped here today, the Barracuda.
Yes, the roster's complete. We have the Wildcat, Mustang, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, and, of course, the Barracuda.
These animals are all prizes in the Winnipeg Sweepstakes. Some lucky people will win whichever of these beasts they want simply by filling in the free entry blanks available where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Or, as I understand it, they can choose a new car of the same name.
Plus 777 other prizes, Shirley. Mr. Shirley. What if everyone selects the new car over the pet? What happens to the animals?
Well, they also will be able to choose. They can either be sent back to their natural habitat or the zoo or aquarium of their choice.
No purchase required, sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Well, as I guess you know by now, all weekend, Academy Award-winning composers Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen have been hard at work right here at Radio Central, noses to the grindstone, composing an original song to commemorate Monitor's 12th birthday. Now all are gathered, and the moment of truth has arrived, Steve.
All right, shall I kick it off, Sam?
You better kick it off, because I don't want to have anything to do with it from this moment on.
Which is another song, but we'll do this one first, all right? One, two, three, four, one.
Best wishes, we're sending our best wishes, extending our best wishes on your natal day. Here's to Monitor and all the stations along the way. Best wishes, we're swinging our best wishes, we're bringing our best wishes to the weekend scene, and the hope that we'll be asked again when you're 13. Light a birthday candle to McMahon, to Rayburn, and to Crandall. Mr. Morgan knows how we feel, so does our chum Ted Steele. Our best wishes, we're playing our best wishes, conveying our best wishes, as we said before. From the rocky coast of Maine to that Pacific shore, it's happy birthday today. May you have a lot more. One more time. From Alaska and the Argentine and Singapore, it's happy birthday today. May you have a lot more. One more candle. From Van Heusen, Kahn, Steve Lawrence, and Dirksen, Senator, it's happy birthday today. May you have a lot. Happy birthday today. May you have a lot. Happy birthday today. May you have a lot more. NBC.
Very
Beautiful. Well, Sam, I tell you, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, Sam. I mean it. You put in a lot of hard work, but I want it. I mean, it's great, but where else can you do the song? Once a year on NBC Monitor.
What's wrong with once a year on NBC Monitor?
Nothing, but I thought you had higher hopes than that, to quote another song of yours.
Well, you think I need another lyric?
You want me to be truthful?
Honest.
Yes, I think so, you know, because this is too specific. I mean, it's marvelous for the occasion. I think you've accomplished your objective.
Tap off, and I'll see what I can come up with.
Do you understand what I'm saying, or shall I waive consecutive translation? Or am I getting through to you?
Oh, are you willing?
Oh, okay, yes.
Tap off, and we'll go.
Tap off again. All right, fellas, is this the lyric you want me to do now? All right, one, two, three. The best wishes... You leave with my best wishes, depart with my best wishes, very well, ta-ta. If your guess is I'll be crying, here's a loud ha-ha. And the best wishes, you go with my best wishes, take off with my best wishes. Toodaloo, so long. If your guess is my heart bleeding, baby, you're so wrong. Should you hear I'm drinking, I ain't drinking 'cause of what you're thinking. I was tossing them down before you met your current clown. So best wishes, he's yours with my best wishes. You're gonna need best wishes. Just you wait and see. Though it's slightly vicious, my best wishes, hopefully, he'll soon start doing to you what you do and soon start doing to you what you do and soon start doing to you what you do to me.
Mr. Lawrence, you're
yes.
A quick study. I turn you and the station over to Mr. Crandall.
Gentlemen, beautiful. I hate to be disloyal, but I think I like the second version even better. Anyhow, that's Best Wishes, sung by Steve Lawrence, written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, to commemorate Monitor's 12th birthday this weekend, which is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products. Hey, if your car engine sounds sick and acts sick, it's not too noisy and, it comes across without any of the power you want, you better give it a treatment with DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, boosts compression and horsepower, improves engine performance 7 ways. Add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment when you add or change oil. It's a great tonic for engines. DuPont Golden 7 makes cars take off like a whisper. Hey, with the thought in mind that pleasant things bear repeating, maybe, just maybe, we might get an encore by Steve Lawrence doing Monitor's original Conn and Van Heusen 12th birthday song, Best Wishes, in just a few minutes.
Hmm? All right, linger a while on the Monitor birthday beacon.
Monitor time, 15 minutes before the hour, and this is Radio Central, where Monitor's 12th birthday is being celebrated. Brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, with some provocative questions by Bob and Ray.
We're Bob and Ray at DuPont Winifred headquarters again. Phone is really busy here as people call in to find out how they can participate in the Winifred sweepstakes. Hello?
Hello, hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. What's your question?
Now, as I understand it, I can win a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or a new car of the same name, yes.
And all I have to do is fill in a free entry blank available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Right.
Well, what I want to know is...
No, he disconnected himself. Winnipeg headquarters.
I hope I won't throw a pall over things, but my Wildcat died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was hit by a truck while double parked.
You mean your car, the Wildcat?
Yes, I had to put a bullet in the hood. Now I desperately need another one for my work as a troubleshooter for a toothpick company.
Well, enter the DuPont Winnipeg sweepstakes, and maybe you'll win one of the new cars or 777 other prizes.
Then it's not all a put-on.
No, ma'am. Pick up an entry blank and see. Hello?
Hi, it's me again. Now, what I want to know is...
By law. And now it's encore time. A brand new song registers benefit maybe with the repeat performance. So one more time, as they say. Here's Steve Lawrence. Monitor's original birthday song composed by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen during this 12th anniversary weekend. It's titled Best Wishes.
Yes, the switchboard's lit up like a Christmas tree, Sam.
How do you figure?
The phone calls are really coming in.
Who called?
Senator Dirksen. He wants to hear it once more.
Okay. Then one more time.
Best wishes, we're sending our best wishes, extending our best wishes on your natal day. Here's to Monitor and all the stations along the way. Best wishes, we're swinging our best wishes. We're bringing our best wishes to the weekend scene. And the hope that we'll be asked again when you're 13.
Light a birthday candle,
light a birthday candle
to Rayburn and to Mr. Crandall and McMahon and
Mr. Morgan knows how we feel, so does our chump that steals our best wishes. We're playing our best wishes, conveying our best wishes, as we said before. Coast of Maine to that Pacific shore. It's a happy birthday today. May have a lot more.
One more time. From Alaska and the Argentine and Singapore.
It's a happy birthday today. May have a lot more.
For the last time.
From Van Heusen, Carnegie, Lawrence, and Dirksen, Senator. It's a happy birthday today. May you have a lot. Happy birthday today. May you have a lot. Happy birthday today. May you have a lot.
My Steve. Wife is going to sleep like a baby after listening to you.
Steve, I'd like to be serious for just a moment. Mr. Van Heusen, who also celebrated his parents' 60th anniversary this weekend, for all the men in the studio, all the men behind the window, we thank you. We thank Edie. We thank everyone here.
Thank you, Sammy. It was a pleasure to sing such a good song, really. And best wishes again to Monitor.
Thank you
very
much.
Best wishes to Monitor from me. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now, as we approach our closing moments of what has been a full, busy, exciting, and pretty eventful Monitor birthday weekend, our thanks, of course, to Steve Lawrence, to Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, to everybody who worked long and hard in the weekend to turn out a fine birthday celebration for Monitor. And now, may I remind you that this wonderful weekend World of Monitor is presented by DuPont Auto Products.
Bob and Ray reporter Wally Ballou at the farm where all the pet prizes at DuPont's Winnipeg sweepstakes are being taken care of by head keeper Matt Neffer.
You're just in time, Wally. I'm about to feed them.
How are the beasts doing?
I'm afraid the prizes aren't getting along together.
Oh?
The Jaguar and the Wildcat have had a few spats. Both of them have been licking their chops over the Impala.
Well, what about the Mustang and the fish prizes?
Well, the Mustang has been a real pussycat, figuratively speaking. But the Marlin and Barracuda have been a problem right along. As a matter of fact, the Marlin you see, is the second one. The Barracuda ate the first one.
See, they're in separate tanks now.
Right. I'll be glad when this winter pet sweepstakes is over. I'm a nervous wreck.
Well, I doubt the winners will choose the pets over the new cars with the same names. You may be stuck with these critters.
Well, I hope not. They're really swell pets, folks.
For a chance to win a Wildcat, Mustang, Impala, Barracuda, Marlin, or Jaguar, or a new car of the same name, fill in a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Care to feed the Wildcat, Wally?
No, thank you.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Fountain's group with another Conn and Van Heusen song you just may have heard a few times recently called Thoroughly Modern Millie. This is Monitor 67, offering a brief parting thought as we come to the end of our gala 12th birthday weekend. Looking back on the past 12 years and looking forward to the next 12, we have you, our listeners, to thank most for helping Monitor grow to become a friendly, dependable, entertaining, and informative weekend companion. Without you and your loyalty, Monitor's 12th birthday wouldn't have been a fact. So simply, thank you. With a promise to serve you even better every weekend in the future. This is Brad Crandall.
This is NBC. NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association. Dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Lou Wood.
U.S. planes bombed the outskirts of the major North Vietnamese port of Haiphong again today, and Navy planes struck at the Kep MiG airfield northeast of Hanoi for the eighth time. Pilots report destroying two MiGs and damaging two others all on the ground. One of the attacking planes was shot down, but the pilot was rescued. The aircraft which bombed the edge of Haiphong hit a power plant, but anti-aircraft barrages brought down two U.S. jets in that raid. On the ground, American and South Korean infantrymen fought Viet Cong for 12 hours today over possession of a downed B-57 jet bomber. The jet crashed near Camran Bay along the coast of South Vietnam. The Viet Cong reached the scene of the downed plane first, but Allied helicopter assaults finally drove the enemy off, and the wreckage was guarded by American forces thereafter. Near the demilitarized zone, 12 U.S. Marines were killed when a big troop-carrying Chinook helicopter exploded in flight. More news in a moment after this from the RCIA.
Getting a fair bargain means many things to many people. To millions of members of American labor unions, a fair bargain means the right to union collective bargaining, to settle grievances by mutual agreement, to establish wage rates and other working conditions. In the retail field, union members enjoy collective bargaining through membership in the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association. This is the strong, dynamic union that for 79 years has been dedicated exclusively to the welfare of the retail store workers of America. Members of the RCIA, over 500,000 men and women throughout the United States and Canada, benefit more and more every year by union agreement which the chartered locals of the RCIA negotiate with store management. If you work in a retail store and would like more information, check your telephone directory for the local retail clerks union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Lou Wood.
The United Nations Security Council is due to convene shortly in another emergency session on the Middle East crisis. More on that meeting from the United Nations itself by NBC News correspondent Pauline Frederick.
Syria has requested a Security Council meeting half an hour from now. Ambassador Tomei received his instructions in a telephone call from Damascus when he was told that Israeli troops and tanks have moved past the ceasefire line under air cover and are heading for the capital. The Syrians assert Israel has refused to allow UN observers into the area. Since the Syrian complaint was made, UN Undersecretary Ralph Bunche has been trying to contact UN Truce Commander General Odd Bull to determine the facts. At this time, it's understood there is no report from General Bull because of communications difficulties. However, Secretary General Thought may have a report for the Council when it convenes. Regardless of confirmation, the Soviet Union is expected to press for condemnation of Israel for ceasefire violations as it did last night without success. This is Pauline Frederick, NBC News at the United Nations.
In the war area itself, at least up until now, both Israeli and Syrian troops had appeared to be observing the UN ceasefire along their frontier. UN observers at the scene have reported isolated incidents, but apparently nothing of major proportions. During the 6 days of actual fighting, the Israeli army said 680 of its soldiers were killed. It listed another 2,560 wounded. Jordan reported 15,000 Jordanians killed. There have been no casualty reports as yet from Syria and the United Arab Republic. The Midwest has been getting another dose of rough weather. Tornadoes struck northern Illinois, causing some damage, but the amount is not yet known. Tornado watches are in effect for parts of Wisconsin, Indiana, Lower Michigan, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas. Mrs. Lyndon Johnson is winding up the third of her four-day tour of New England. Today she visited the home of President Calvin Coolidge. Black power advocate Stokely Carmichael is behind bars in Prattville, Alabama. There's no word yet on what charges he faces. Carmichael was arrested today in Prattville, which is near the capital of Montgomery, where he reportedly was attending a meeting of Negroes.
First thing you notice is the plastic mouthpiece linked up with an air filtration system. And when you light up a true cigarette, you find good taste, easy draw, a reduced tar and nicotine content. Average yield, no more than 14 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. Everything about true filter cigarettes says, right now. Shouldn't your brand be true?
Lou Wood, NBC News, New York. Listen again on the hour when True Filter Cigarettes brings you NBC Monitor News.